The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. Amen.
Amen.
So when you hear this gospel today about the call of these disciples, is there a part of you that just wants to hear their story? I'm just so curious, what in the world led these men to just up and leave everything with absolutely no idea what would happen next? I really wish I could hear the whole story and ask some questions. Like, how long had they known Jesus before they decided to follow him? What exactly did they think they were going to do out in the world with Jesus? How long did they think that they would be gone? And I'm very, very curious about this. How did their wives take the news? In my imagination, that story goes a little like this.
"Oh, hey Simon, how was your day?"
"Well, it was eventful."
"Huh, tell me more about that. Good catch out there?"
"Yeah, you could say that. You remember that man Jesus we had over for dinner?"
"Oh, yes, he was lovely. There was something about him."
"Well, he's leaving town today."
"Oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that."
"And I am going with him."
"I'm sorry, what? You're leaving town with Jesus? For how long? And why? Wait, Simon."
Or maybe she said this.
"Well, that's great, Simon. You need some adventure in your life. This fishing gig has been a lot lately, and some travel will do you good. You take your time, and I'll handle everything here. The kids, the food, the house, the animals. No worries. I've got this. Can I pack your bag for you now?"
I mean, who knows? But yeah, I just really, really want to hear their story. Stories tell us so much about people. Really, how else do we ever come to know someone without hearing their story? And other people's stories can offer us a lot of insight into our own lives as well. So I am curious, of course. Why did they go with Jesus? And now, 2,000 years later, why are we here with each other? I mean, we could pretty easily imagine the answer, I suppose. Life was difficult. These men were very invested in the stories that they had heard in their scriptures, the stories about the Messiah who would lead them into a time of peace and security. And we can imagine that life was so hard for them, and that when suffering becomes so intense, it can make even the most ordinary person become willing to do seemingly extraordinary things if there is enough hope in them to think that their actions could actually change the world. Why are you here? In a sermon a few weeks ago, I asked you this question: why are you here, like at Grace and maybe even at church? I asked you this question because the answer matters. Your stories matter. These stories matter because they make us curious about discipleship and mission. Why do we follow Jesus, and what does that way lead us to do in the world? Without clarity about how we got here and why we continue to show up, how are we to discern what we are going to do next and what we need to do the work? Jesus said, "Follow me." And immediately they got out of their boats and followed him. We all have a story. Each of us was doing something at some point in our lives, and then suddenly, or maybe over years, we knew we needed to do something different, and we got out of our metaphorical boat and we followed a new way. Maybe it was moving to a new place, changing our study in school. Maybe it was a relationship or a behavior or a habit that wasn't leading us into our best life. Maybe it was a job or speaking truth to power. Or maybe it was deciding to come to church. Whatever it was, we all have a story, and I want to hear it. Why are you here? You know, of course, that I have not always been a priest. I have not always been in church in these vestments, preaching from this pulpit. There was a time when, like these fishermen in our story today, I had a job and friends and responsibilities that had zero to do with church. I mean, I suppose given my upbringing, it's not totally absurd that I am here now, but I have not always been here. I got here through a lot of twists and turns. My path to ordination as a priest took me 12 years from the moment I first heard Jesus say, "Follow me." For me, I was called right up out of my boat, out of my fairly ordered and predictable life as a social worker many years ago, when out of nowhere, this quiet whisper said to me, "You have nothing to offer but prayer." And I knew that the whisper didn't mean I had nothing to offer but prayer just in that moment. I knew it meant for the rest of my life, I would have nothing more important to offer than prayer, forever, always done. Follow me. I mean, brothers and sisters, the appointed time has grown short. From now on, let those who deal with the world be as though they had no dealings with it. For the present form of this world is passing away. Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. Fast forward from that moment, 12 years of discernment, 4 years of study, and then 13 years of the priesthood, and now here I am with all of you. James, John, Simon, and Andrew, all the disciples, they knew the present form of the world was passing away, and so they went into the new world with Jesus. And we are called to do the same. We are called to take risks, to venture out onto new paths, paths that will lead us to a new world, not in some other place and time, but now. The new world that God is creating through us in our actions together on earth as in heaven. So why are you here? at Grace in church? I don't know, but I want to know. I want to hear your story because it matters. And even though I don't yet know why each of you is here, I do know what I want you to gain from being here. As your priest, I want each of you to get the connections, the support, and prayer needed so that you too can hear and trust the whisper that says, follow Jesus. I want each of you to be fed at this table so that you have the strength and the courage to say yes to Jesus, yes to getting out of the boat when he calls you. And when that call comes, when Jesus reaches out and says to you, follow me as your priest, I want you to have all you need to go and see what will happen next. And then I want to hear your story, and I want to pray with you, because that is why I am here. Amen.